The weather depiction chart is a great chart to look at when you're preparing for flight planning. The weather depiction chart is made up from METAR reports from which you can determine general conditions on which to base your flight planning. The weather depiction chart shows conditions that once existed at the valid time of the chart, and it allows you to easily and readily determine general weather conditions on which to base your flight planning. A legend in the lower right-hand corner of the chart describes how you would identify categorical areas of VFR weather, marginal VFR weather, and IFR conditions. The chart also states the categorical weather, and the three categories are explained in detail for quick reference. For example, IFR means ceilings less than 1,000 feet and/or visibilities less than 3 miles. It's indicated by a hatched area outlined by a smooth line. Marginal VFR is ceilings 1,000 to 3,000 feet inclusive and/or visibilities 3 to 5 miles inclusive, indicated by a smooth line with no outline. It's a non-hatched area outlined by a smooth line. VFR is no ceilings or ceilings greater than 3,000 feet and visibility greater than 5 miles. It's not outlined. Total sky cover is depicted by shading of the station circle. Cloud height is entered under the station circle in hundreds of feet above ground level. Symbols for weather and obstructions to vision are normally shown on the left of the station circle. Visibility is indicated in statute miles, and it is found to the left of any weather symbol. If the visibility is greater than 6 statute miles, it will be omitted. The chart also shows fronts and troughs from the preceding hour's surface analysis chart. If I were to ask you to look at figure 18 and tell me what weather phenomenon is causing IFR conditions in central Oklahoma, you would have to first find central Oklahoma. It's the state north of Texas, but it's south of Kansas. And you would see that the contour outline indicates visibilities less than 1,003, so it's low ceilings and visibilities. It's a contour outline with shading. If I were to ask you about the marginal weather in central Kentucky, you would know that it's due to low ceiling. The visibility is omitted, so it's greater than 6 miles. One of the most challenging things about this weather depiction chart is the names of the states are not depicted, so if you're not up on your geography, it can be quite a challenge. You found Kentucky okay? Question is telling you it's marginal weather, so you know it's not IFR weather, it's marginal VFR weather. So it's the area that's north of the IFR weather, and it's just surrounded by a single contour line. There are a lot of stations in that area of Kentucky. This question asks central Kentucky. There are stations reporting 1,500, 1,400, 1,200, 1,900, 1,300, 2,300. But there's no visibility, and the visibility would be to the left of the station. Since the visibility is absent, we know it's greater than 6 miles, and so the marginal weather is caused by ceilings. So the weather depiction chart is used for determining general weather conditions on which to base flight planning. Look at northern Texas. The IFR weather in northern Texas is due to... See northern Texas? That's all due to low ceilings. It looks like it's 400-foot ceiling, 1.5 miles visibility in fog. So there's a obscured symbol. It's perfectly black with the number 4 underneath it. That's 400-foot ceiling. And then to the left of the symbol, you see the symbol for fog, which are two straight lines. And then it's saying, 3/4 of a mile? 1.5 miles? There's 3/4 of a mile. This is northern Texas. Northern Texas. Looks like fog, ceilings, and visibility. The weather is due to low ceilings. Notice near the top of the chart there's a line that's running across the top of the chart with sharp triangles pointing downward. That's the symbol for a cold front. Cold front has those sharp triangular points. If they were rounded, that would be a warm front. And if they were sharp and rounded, that would be an occluded front. And if they were sharp on one side and rounded on the other, that would be a stationary front. But and there's a question that asks, what is the status of the front that extends from Nebraska through the upper peninsula of Michigan? Well, that's a cold front. And one last question. According to this chart, the weather for a flight from southern Michigan to northern Indiana is ceilings greater than 3,000 feet and visibility greater than 5 miles because there are no contours in that area of the chart.